My wife, Stella, and I, we're very thankful that we've had this opportunity to be together with you, dear brethren, during this time.
代表我的妻子 Stella, 我们在这里感谢弟兄姊妹给我们这个机会一同与你们有交通。
It's encouraging to be with brothers and sisters who make a choice.
我们非常的受鼓舞看见弟兄姊妹的选择。
Many of you could have done many varied things this weekend.
这个周末你们原可以做许多其他的事情。
But most of you made a choice to come and be together in the presence of the Lord.
但是我们却选择来到这边在主的里面与弟兄姊妹聚集。
And that always richly blesses our heart.
这实在是我们的心得到极大的祝福。
I know maybe some here who are maybe a little younger didn't make a choice.
我知道在座的年轻人也许不是自己的选择。
But you'll find out later in life this was a blessing.
但是后来你会发现这实在也是个祝福。
I remember my father was a preacher.
我的父亲是一个传道人。
I got dragged to a lot of meetings.
所以我就被强迫到很多的聚会里面。
I look back many years later and I'm very thankful.
但是很多年之后我看回去我会非常的感恩。
And we're very thankful that we were raised in families that love the Lord and care for us.
我们能够在一个爱主的家庭长大被关怀实在是赞美主。
Some of the brethren that know me, they've asked a question a couple of times.
认识我的一些弟兄姊妹问了我一些问题。
They said, Mac, we know you're a sports fan, but you haven't mentioned sports very often during this weekend.
So, Mac弟兄, 我知道你是一个体育迷,但是你这次讲到并没有提到体育上的事。
Well, it's a very simple answer.
我有一个很简单的回答。
I'm a New York Yankees fan.
我是纽约棒球队的Yankee棒球队的球迷。
And the Astros have shut down the Yankees.
今年这个Astro把他们打败了。
But see, the Yankees have a plan.
但是你要知道, Yankee 他们有一个计划。
During this regular season, we're just allowing those Astros to get overconfident.
我们就想在, 这个普通的赛季里边, 让Astro 他们能够变得过分的自信。
You just wait till the postseason.
我们就要等到赛, 季后赛。
But anyway, that's why I'm not talking about sports.
这是为什么我没有提到这个球赛的事情。
Anyway. But we're thankful that we have something that we can fellowship about that is a lot more endearing and a lot more eternal value.
我们感谢主能有更有价值的事情使我们可以一同来交通。
We've been considering the Apostle John.
我们在这边思考使徒约翰。
And as we've been considering him, we've been considering him as that Apostle of Recovery.
我们在思考他的时候把他当作恢复的使徒来看。
And one of the precious things that we owe to the Apostle John.
我们对使徒约翰有一个感恩。
Is really what we celebrated at the Lord's table.
就是在我们在饼桌面前所纪念的那件事。
It's really the Apostle John who presents to us the Lamb of God.
因为是借着使徒约翰把神的羔羊启示展示给我们。
As you look through the other scriptures and many epistles, there's not that phrase, the Lamb of God, isn't really used a lot.
你看见其他使徒的书信和写作里边没有提到这个词，神的羔羊。
But we're greatly indebted to the Apostle John.
所以我们实在是欠他的债。
How from the very beginning of his ministry,
从他的执事的开始,
all the way through it,
一直到结尾,
there's this theme of beholding the Lamb of God.
有这样的一个主题, 就是要来看神的羔羊。
And as John is in his simplicity just follows that Lamb,
所以借着他, 他就简单的来跟随这位羔羊。
He sees more and more of the vastness of who that Lamb really is.
他就看见越来越广大, 这个神的羔羊所包含的。
And that's the essence of his ministry of recovery.
这就是他恢复执事的那个实质。
He's wanting us to behold the Lamb of God.
他希望我们能够来注视神的羔羊。
Not distracted by many other things.
而不是被其他许多的事物打岔。
Not distracted by a beautiful scenery, so they put the shades down.
所以不被这个很好的风景来打岔, 所以他们把这个窗帘子放下。
But focused upon one thing.
但是来注目在一件事情上面,
Lamb of God.
就是神的羔羊。
And we're thankful and greatly indebted for John for that.
为此我们感谢神, 我们也实在是欠他的债。
So as we finish up considering this Apostle John, let's have another word of prayer.
为着我们能够完成这场信息, 我们一起再来祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful that we could together here and with saints throughout the earth remember you at your table.
主，我们感谢你能够跟全球的弟兄姊妹一同来在你的饼桌面前纪念你。
We're thankful, Lord, that it's you that prepared a table before us.
我们感谢你是你为我们预备这个筵席。
It's you that have invited us to that table.
是你邀请我们来与你复习。
It's you that paid the price that we could even partake of that table.
是你付出了代价使我们能够来参加你的筵席。
And it's you that we worship and remember.
所以我们在这里敬拜纪念你。
We sit and as we take of that table,
我们来纪念你参加你的饼杯的时候,
we're simply the fruit of your great love.
我们是你爱的结果,
and we're so thankful that we can return and offer up our praise and testimonies unto you.
我们何等的感恩, 我们可以把我们的感谢爱戴再来归给你。
And Lord, we continue to sit at your feet.
当我们继续在你脚前这边安静的时候,
and pray that you would open to us more and more of your glorious word.
我们祷告说, 你要把你的荣耀更多的显现给我们。
Lord, we're thankful for this Apostle John.
我们为着使徒约翰来感谢你。
We pray you would use him to touch our hearts.
我们求你用他再来触摸我们的心。
That we could be the testimony that you're desiring for us to be in this late hour.
我们可以在这个末后的世代能够成为你渴慕我们所成为的。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
靠着你的名祷告, Amen.
Okay. Last night, we closed in John chapter 13.
昨天晚上我们结束在约翰福音13章那里。
Let's turn back there for a second.
我们现在再回到那里。
That is where the Lord has said that one of you, the disciples, would betray him.
主在那边提到说,他的门徒中间有一位要卖他。
And we know that one was Judas.
我们知道那是加略人犹大。
And we commented last night about how in John's life we're already starting to see a change.
我们看见到了这个时候,约翰,使徒约翰的生命已经开始了改变。
Where before, early in his life with the Lord, he would have gone over and he would have taken out Judas.
如果是他早年的时候,他就会过去把这个犹大给揪出来。
But now he sees the master doesn't uncover Judas.
但是他现在发现他的主人并没有在暴露他。
And so he, as a servant of the Lord, is sitting and waiting for the master's action.
所以作为主人的仆人,他就在那边等候主人的行动。
He doesn't take things into his own hands.
他没有把这个事物攥在自己的手里。
But his eyes are upon the Lord.
他的眼目盯紧在主的身上。
And in that chapter, in these verses that we read, there's a little phrase about John.
在这个结尾,我们看见有一个话来描述约翰。
And it's in 13:23.
是在13章23节。
It says, there was one reclining on Jesus' breast, one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
就是耶稣所爱的那位门徒侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
Now as you've read through the Gospel of John,
当你读约翰福音的时候,
you've probably already noticed how John refers to him as the disciple whom Jesus loved.
你应该知道约翰称自己为耶稣所爱的那门徒。
So what does that mean?
这意味着什么?
Does that mean that he didn't love the other disciples?
这是不是意味着其他的门徒不被主所爱呢?
No.
不是。
I think as any of us were writing a letter,
如果我们任何一个人写信的时候,
each one of us would have the same testimony as John has.
我们都会有同样的像约翰这样的见证。
You know who I am?
你知道为...
I'm Mac, the disciple whom Jesus loved.
我会说我是Mac, 但是我是基督所爱的那门徒。
We have a Michael, the disciple whom Jesus loved.
我们有一个Michael, 他也是耶稣所爱的那门徒。
We have a whole room full of disciples whom Jesus loved.
我们有整个房间的门徒都是基督所爱的。
His love is so vast.
他的爱是如此的广大。
Each and every one of us are loved by him.
我们在座的每一位都是他所爱的。
He's not showing favoritism.
他没有在那边有这个偏心。
But John just has that solidly set in his heart.
但是约翰却把这一点牢记在心,
that he's the disciple whom Jesus loved.
我是那位基督耶稣所爱的门徒。
And just as he has called each and every one of us by name,
就像他照着名呼召我们每一位,
would we have it settled within our hearts?
我们愿意在我们的心中也有这样的一个确据。
Put your name in that verse.
把你的名字放在那个经节里。
I am the disciple whom Jesus loved.
我就是那位耶稣所爱的门徒。
That's one of the first ways the enemy loves to attack us.
这是那个仇敌要来攻击的那个第一个点。
You've done something, Jesus doesn't love you anymore.
你做了一些事情, 所以耶稣不再爱你了。
Oh, look how much he loves this one, he doesn't love you.
他爱另外一位,但是他却不爱我。
That is absolutely a lie of the enemy.
这实在是仇敌的一个谎言。
Jesus has loved each and every one of us to the uttermost.
耶稣实在是爱我们每一位,爱到底。
He has fully committed himself to each and every one of us.
他实在是把他自己委身给我们每一位。
And he's wanting us to enter into this great assurance that we are the one loved by the Lord.
他盼望我们每一个人都能有这个确据,说我们是他,蒙他所爱的。
And it's amazing to me as a Christian.
这个对我来讲,
because I went through this myself.
我们能够活在这个实际的里面。
Coming to a place of peace and acceptance to realize how much he loves me.
我们能够来到这样的一个平安的喜乐的里面, 知道他何等的爱我们。
In spite of who I am.
而且不管我们是谁。
In spite of what I do.
不管我们做了什么。
He loves me.
他爱我,
and he's loved me to the uttermost.
而且他会爱我直到底。
This is a testimony in John's life.
And
this is how the Lord is wanting us to be walking in these days.
盼望我们在末后的世代能够生活在其中。
Now we're thankful as we continue looking at the Apostle John.
我们感谢主能够继续来看使徒约翰的生活。
And we're going to have to skim through some of his life.
我们要跳着来看。
Because if you look through, continue looking through the Gospel of John,
你继续在约翰福音里边读下去。
You see, John has a whole different perspective now.
你看见约翰现在有一个不同的眼光。
After our Lord is arrested and taken to that place of the high priest,
当主被逮捕, 然后带到大祭司的院子里,
where our Lord is going to be put on trial,
我们的主要受审。
What do most of us think of the disciples during that time?
大家知不知道那个时候大多数使徒在做什么?
Most of us think of how the disciples have fled.
他们都逃跑了。
Peter is there, and who's he's denied the Lord?
但是彼得在那里,
but who was there with Peter? Who was actually in the courtyard of that trial before Peter even got there?
在彼得到之前, 是谁已经先到了大祭司的院子?
John was there.
是约翰在那里。
If you look in John chapter 18,
如果你读约翰福音18章,
verses 15 and 16,
第15-16节,
it's actually John speaking to the doorkeeper that allows Peter to even come in.
是约翰在那边跟守门的人说,
Praise God, John, he was following the Lord.
我们感谢主,
and he was there.
他在那里,
when you come to Calvary,
当他来到加略山,
our Lord is being crucified.
我们的主被钉在十字架上,
again, all the disciples have scattered.
所有的门徒都四散,
you know, Peter has denied the Lord. What one disciple is there at the foot of the cross? There's John the Apostle. You see that in John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. And as John is there at the cross, the Lord looks to John. And he entrusts his mother to John. Because remember, the Lord's other brothers, at this point, they weren't believers. They weren't believing in the Lord. And the Lord entrusts his mother to John, and it testifies that John cared for her. Now we can read this, and sometimes we lose the circumstance of what John was in. These were very dangerous times for John. He had no certainty of what was going to happen with him. His master was arrested and put on trial. Everybody else had fled, but John wasn't thinking about himself. He was there. There's this different perspective we're seeing in John.
他在那个地方, 他的眼目,
here's his master being crucified.
他的主人要被钉十字架,
maybe the crowd could rise up and say, he's one of them, crucify him too.
也许那个群众会起来说, 他是跟他同伙的, 要把他也钉十字架。
For those that were following Jesus Christ, this was a dangerous time.
所以对那些跟随主的人来讲, 这是一个危险的时刻。
But in each of these times, John wasn't thinking of himself.
但是那个时候, 约翰并没有考虑到自己。
He wasn't allowing the circumstances or actions of others to impact his devotion to the Lord.
他没有让这个环境和其他人的作为影响到他自己对主的奉献。
He was following the Lamb wherever he went.
所以无论羔羊往哪里去, 他都跟随。
And praise God, the Lord kept John through that.
我们感谢主, 主就保守了他。
John, who in the past may have been fearful,
他在过去也许害怕。
But in this circumstance, he's not driven by fear.
但是在这个环境里面, 他没有被害怕来驱使。
And that's why in John's first epistle,
这是为什么在约翰的书第一封书信里,
what does he write to us about fear?
他怎么样子, 关于说到害怕, 他怎么说呢?
He says, perfect love cast out all fear.
他说爱惧完全就把惧怕除去。
That perfect love, that love that Christ has provided for us, is such a place of security.
当这个基督的爱可以给我们有那样一个完全的安全感。
Godwin testified the other night of how he found himself in the middle of a cemetery at night.
孙弟兄那天见证说他半夜的时候来到这块墓地。
But that perfect love came in and cast out the fear.
是那个完全的爱进来, 然后把他的惧怕就除去了。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
John, as he was, we starting to see more and more of this tenderizing and this walking with the Lord, not thinking so much of himself.
所以约翰一直在跟随主, 慢慢的, 他就不再考虑自己, 而融化在神的爱里。
But being drawn to the Lord in a fuller and greater way.
而且是继续地被主所吸引,能够得到,进到更丰满的地步。
After the Lord's resurrection,
当主复活以后,
John and Peter are the first disciples to go to the tomb.
约翰和彼得是首先来到坟墓的门徒。
And John being younger, he gets there first. He runs first and gets there.
约翰大概更年轻一些, 他是第一位跑到坟墓那个地方的。
And if you look in John chapter 20, verse 8,
如果你看20章第8节,
it's a marvelous testimony of John's reaction.
约翰的反应是实在是奇妙。
He didn't go in the tomb.
他没有进到坟墓里。
He looked in.
他就看进去。
And what does it say of John?
约翰在这边说什么?
He saw that empty tomb.
他看见了坟墓是空的。
He saw those cloths laid aside.
他看见那个石头被滚在一边。
It said of John, he saw and believed.
然后他看见了就信了。
He believed in that resurrection of the Lord.
他相信了耶稣的复活。
All that the Lord had been saying.
所有主所说的话,
about his death, his burial, and resurrection.
关于他的受死, 关于他的埋葬和复活,
when John saw, it became a reality.
当约翰看见成了一个事实的时候,
he was the first of the disciples to really enter into this believing in the risen Lord.
他就是第一位来相信主的这位门徒。
Praise God for John.
为着约翰来感谢主。
How he was that one. He saw and he had heard what the Lord was sharing.
他是听见了主的分享。
We know Thomas had some doubts.
我们知道多马有疑惑。
The Lord in his great love for Thomas, he drew Thomas to himself.
因着对他的爱, 神最后把多马再吸引回来。
With a John, he saw and he remembered what our Lord had been sharing.
但是约翰看见了, 就想起耶稣对他们从前所说的话。
And there was a reality that bloomed within his heart.
所以在他的心中, 现在就有了这个实际。
Remember, after a little while later, all the disciples ended up going fishing.
过一段时间, 我们记得所有的门徒都一起去打鱼。
John chapter 21, they're fishing, they fished all night, they didn't catch anything.
在约翰福音21章记载说, 他们整夜打鱼, 并没有打着什么。
The Lord is on the shore.
主在岸上。
And they don't recognize him.
他们没有认出他。
And he cries out to them, throw your net on the other side.
主就对他们喊着说, 把网下在另外一边。
They throw their net on the other side of the boat and they catch so many they're not able to haul it in.
然后他们就打到了一网, 都拉不动的鱼。
And what does John say?
那么约翰说什么?
Again, he's the first one. He says, it's the Lord.
再一次,
none of the others recognized him.
头一位认出主的门徒,
remember, at the beginning, John didn't even recognize the Lord.
我们记得在开始的时候,约翰并没有认出他。
But now he recognizes the Lord.
现在他认出来了。
We see this disciple who's maturing and knowing him.
我们看见门徒们现在开始成熟,
and he had a love for the Lord.
他们是爱主。
And love is, sometimes we say love is blind.
有些时候我们会说爱是盲目的。
No, true love isn't blind.
但是真实的爱却不是盲目的。
True love is focused.
真实的爱是专注的。
There's a singleness of vision in true love.
是用那种单纯简单的专注的爱。
John's eyes fixed upon the Lord, he knew that was the Lord.
约翰的眼目是单纯的注视在主的身上。
He might not be able to clearly see him with his eyes.
他可以用他的眼目来清楚地看见。
But the eyes of his heart knew that was the Lord on the shore.
他肉眼的眼并看不清楚, 但是他心中的眼睛却看清楚。
And then all the other disciples entered into that.
所以有其他的门徒都一同看见了。
We're thankful for these little glimpses we see into the maturing process that John went through.
我们感谢主, 借着这些, 我们能够瞥见一点点约翰的生命是如何地达到成熟。
And then as you move into the book of Acts,
然后我们来到使徒行传,
we know that John was there on that glorious day of Pentecost.
我们知道在五旬节荣耀的日子, 约翰在那里。
And that he was active in the church in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷的教会里边十分的活跃。
And as the gospel was going forth,
当福音被传开的时候,
when you come to Acts chapter 8,
当你来到使徒行传第八章,
we see in Acts chapter 8 where Philip goes to Samaria.
腓力到了撒玛利亚。
And he preaches the gospel and one gets saved.
他开始传福音, 人就得救。
And then the church in Jerusalem, they hear about this.
耶路撒冷的教会就听见了。
And they send some brothers to Samaria.
他们就打发一些弟兄到那撒玛利亚, 去为他们祷告。
I think this is a beautiful picture of the Lord's sense of humor.
我觉得这是一个非常美丽的图画, 给我们看见主的幽默。
Because who does the Lord send to Samaria to pray for them that they'll receive the Holy Spirit?
因为主打发谁到撒玛利亚, 去为他们祷告, 使他们可以领受圣灵。
In Acts chapter 8 verse 14, he sends Peter and John.
在使徒行传8章14节这边, 给我们看见他打发彼得和约翰。
Remember back in the Gospel of Luke?
记得回到路加福音里边。
When John was with those Samaritans,
约翰在那边看见那些撒玛利亚人,
that son of thunder wanted to call down fire upon him.
他想要吩咐火从天上降下来。
But now the Lord is sending him to Samaria.
但是现在主把他们打发到撒玛利亚去了。
And he's going to call down a holy fire from heaven.
所以这一次他要吩咐圣火从天上降下来。
They're going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他们就接受了圣灵的洗。
That's the transformation.
这是一个改变.
John didn't, at first he didn't know the right spirit.
一开始约翰没有那个对的灵.
That's self-centered spirit.
他是自我中心的灵.
Later on he's introducing these dear ones in Samaria to the Holy Spirit.
后来他把这些撒玛利亚的圣徒们带到圣灵的面前.
That's a beautiful picture of the Lord increasing and John decreasing.
我们能够看见主在这里奇妙的让 让约翰衰微, 让他来增加。
And I think it's a great irony that the Lord sends John there.
我觉得这好像是非常的, 可笑, 因为主,
of all the disciples that he could pick, of all the apostles he could pick.
他可以选择其他的门徒, 其他的使徒,
it was John.
但是却选择了约翰。
I wonder if any of those in Samaria remember John.
我不知道那些撒玛利亚人是不是还记得约翰。
Wonder if they looked at him and said, oh, this is the guy that wants to call fire.
他们有没有知道说, 这一位曾经想吩咐天上的火降下来。
We don't, that's my imagination. Don't, that's not in scripture.
我知道这个不在圣经里面, 这是我的想象力。
But he just wonders circumstances of life.
他在这边实在是一个奇妙的一个情形。
And how the Lord works in such a wonderful way.
所以看见神的做工是何等的奇妙。
And then John isn't mentioned anymore in the book of Acts and really throughout any of the epistles.
所以约翰的名字从此就不在使徒行传里面提到了。
Paul refers to him just one time as a pillar of the church of Jerusalem.
保罗只有一次提到说他是耶路撒冷教会的柱石。
The history tells us that John spent the rest of his life throughout Ephesus and in Asia Minor ministering to the church.
圣经提到说他剩下的一生就是在小亚细亚在以弗所那边服侍。
And he really doesn't appear again until he's around 90 years of age.
大概一直到他90岁的时候他才再次出现在圣经里。
And when you stop and think,
你停下来想一想,
this is probably about 40 or 50 years of hidden ministry.
大概有40到50年的隐藏的职服侍。
It's hidden from our eyes.
从我们的眼中消失了。
But he was faithfully serving throughout that time.
但是在那段时间里面他仍然忠心的在侍奉。
Serving among those dear brethren.
在那些亲爱的圣徒中间。
Faithfully serving even though the spotlight wasn't on him.
在那个时候虽然他没有在那个光中, 那个聚光灯下。
During those times you see a lot about Peter.
很多的人看见彼得,
then you see a lot about Paul.
很多的人看见保罗,
but we don't see much about John.
我们好像看不见约翰,
but in that midst, he's still faithfully serving the Lord.
但是在那个过程里边,他仍然在忠心服侍主。
So that when the Lord had need of him,
所以当主有需要他的时候,
he could be that vessel at the end of the first century to bring ones back to the Lord.
他就可以在第一世纪末成为一个恢复的使徒, 把神的百姓带回到主面前。
When you come to John's three epistles,
你来读到约翰的三封书信,
you have the sense of an elder brother, a father, writing to those his family, those that he's loved and cares for.
你就感觉到一位长辈,一位父老写信给他亲爱的孩子。
If you turn over to John's first epistle,
我们翻到约翰一书,
oftentimes he's using that phrase, my little children.
很多次他说到我的小子们呢,
and it's a term of affection.
这是一个爱的一个表达。
Calling it to his children to try to encourage them during the difficult times.
他愿意在那个困难的时期来鼓励年轻的人。
One brother has said,
有一位弟兄说,
that John's epistles,
约翰的书信,
are like the breaking out in a dark and cloudy time of the passionate voice of the Son of Thunder.
好像是在那个乌云笼罩的时候, 突然有这个雷子的声音,是这样子的, 带着这样子的怜悯慈爱。
Out of this dark time that these ones were in.
就是在那些弟兄姊妹生活在那种黑暗笼罩的光景里面。
Where there was this much, many things were going on outwardly.
很多的事情外表还在进行。
But they had lost, they were cooling off within, they had lost the essence of their life with the Lord.
但是在他那里面却慢慢变得冷淡了, 离弃了那个生命。
This voice is raised up.
但是这个声音就出现,
to call them back to him.
来呼召他们回来。
Look again at these first verses in John chapter 1.
再看一次约翰一书第一章第一节。
We've read them the other nights, we'll read them again.
我们曾经读过, 我们还要再读。
In John chapter 1 verse 1.
约翰一书第一章第一节。
He says, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld with our hands, handle concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write, so that our joy may be made complete.
论到从起初原有的生命之道, 就是我们所听见所看见, 亲眼看过, 亲手摸过, 这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
As you look at John's writings here in these epistles,
你来读约翰在这边所写的。
You see one tenderly calling ones back to this place of intimate fellowship.
你看见一个人用慈言爱语把他们召回到那个甜美的与主交通的里面。
That place of sharing in life together.
那个能够跟主有生命的相交。
If you read John's epistles,
如果你读约翰的书信。
And during in what we're calling this time of recovery to strengthen the testimony of the Lord among the brethren.
能够说到这是一个恢复的时刻，他把神的百姓再带回到主的生命里。
There's no new teachings.
并没有新的教导。
John doesn't present any doctrines.
他并没有在这边。
He doesn't go back over the teachings of the church.
他并没有给他们新的教义。
He doesn't go back. He doesn't provide any direct correction of error.
他也没有在这边矫正他们什么错误。
Now there was some error at that time.
当然那个时代是有很多的偏差。
But John's answer to that error was behold the Lamb.
但是他的答案解决的问解决的方法。
He was bringing ones back to Christ.
却是来注视羔羊把人带回到基督跟前。
Not so much teaching.
并没有很多的教导。
Not trying to improve this or improve that.
没有说要改良这个改善那个。
But his burden was that they would see the Lord in a fresh and living way.
但是他的负担却是要来重新的用新鲜的眼光来认识我们的主。
And that the Lord would have his rightful place in their life individually and together.
好让主在他们的个人的生命和团体的生活里头能够有那个正确的位置。
They could come back into that precious place of fellowship with the Father and the Son.
能够重新回到与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的生活。
This is what John is calling them to.
这是约翰在这边呼召他们的。
And this is what the Lord is calling us in this hour.
这也是在这个时刻主呼召我们所要。
We're thankful for all the teaching we've had.
我们为着我们得到的教导感谢主。
We're thankful for all the foundational truths that have been shared.
所有这些基要性的真理，我们感谢主。
We're thankful for the sharing and teaching we've had on the church and God's purpose.
关于教会，关于神永远的旨意的教导，我们为此感谢主。
If you understand what I say,
如果你明白我说的
，We really don't need more teaching on that.
我们实在不需要更多的教导。
What we need is coming into the reality of what we've already received.
我们的需要是能够进入到我们已经所听见的这些教导的那个实际里。
What we have heard.
我们曾经听过。
What we have seen.
我们曾经见过。
What we have handled.
我们曾经亲手摸过。
The Lord's wanting this to be our very life and our sharing and fellowship together with Him.
主渴慕所有这些都成为我们生命的实际，我们能够彼此的相交。
And this is what the Apostle John does.
这是使徒约翰所做的。
Throughout his letters.
在他的书信里
He's calling us back to know the life of Christ.
他呼召我们回来重新认识我们的主耶稣基督。
And it's interesting how John in that fatherly sense ends his first epistle.
我们看见他如在结尾的时候像一个父亲一样来结束。
Many believe that John's, the epistles that John wrote were his actual last letters.
很多人相信说约翰的书信是他的最后的那个写作。
He wrote his epistles after he had written the gospel and revelation.
他在完成了启示录之后才写的这个书信。
So when we're listening to his epistles,
所以当我们在听他的书信的时候
these are his last words.
这个就是他最后的那些话。
And we know the last words that ones are sharing add a little more importance or there's a significance to them.
我们知道一个人最后的话最末了的话其实是非常有重要意义的。
That's why I believe as John closes this epistle,
所以我相信当他来最后结尾的时候
It's an epistle, it's a closing of great warning to us.
是对我们是一个极大的提醒。
If you look at John, 1 John chapter 5,
如果你看约翰一书第五章
and you look at verse 20,
你读二十一节
this would be a very wonderful closing verse.
这是一个奇妙的结束的话。
And it said, we know, there's a reality there, we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding in order that we might know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true,And in His Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life.
我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永生。
There's a fullness to that verse that we could have a whole conference on.
这一句经文是这样的丰满，我们可以为此来有一个特会。
And that would be a very wonderful way to end his letter.
这个就好像是应该可以把他的书信结束了。
But then he goes on with one, it's seemingly odd verse.
然后他却继续的说了一句，好像并不是很奇怪的说了一句话。
His father out of a love for his children.
是一位父老对他儿女的爱的一个警告。
Little children, guard yourself from idols.
他说，小子们呐，你们要自守，远避偶像。
And it kind of hits us odd at first.
首先我们会觉得很奇怪。
But this is his last words.
这是他最后所说的那句话。
And it was so on his heart.
还是在他的心上。
Because he had seen throughout the history of the people of God.
因为他看见神百姓的历史。
How so often we get distracted by the idols.
我们是如何容易的被这些偶像所打岔。
You know, what are idols?
偶像是什么呢?
They're simply those things that divide our heart and our affection and divide it from the Lord.
就是那些来分心使我们没有办法来全心爱主的东西。
And we have the question, or we always ask this question, are we serving God or are we serving idols?
我们往往愿意问这样一个问题，我们在服侍神呢，还是在服侍偶像?
There's a tragic verse in the Old Testament about the people of Israel.
在旧约圣经有一句很悲惨的话来描述以色列百姓。
And paraphrase it, it says they were serving the Lord and serving the idols of the other nations.
我们就是说一下，就是他们也服侍主，同时也服侍其他国家的这些偶像。
Now today when we think about idols, we look at things physically.
今天当我们说到偶像的时候，我们以为那是一个外面的东西。
It's not so much the physical, it's our heart issue.
其实并不是外面的，而是我们心的
问题。What are some of the idols we always talk about?
我们经常说到偶像是什么东西。
We can make family an idol, we can make career an idol, we can make education an idol.
我们可以让婚姻、让家庭或者教育成为我们的偶像。
There was a time in my life I had sports as an idol.
在我生命的一段时间，这个体育，这个比赛是我的偶像。
When we think about idols, initially we often think about things in the world.
当我们提到偶像的时候，我们往往想到是世界上的东西。
And we need to be aware of that.
我们是应该注意这些东西。
But there's a brother who wrote a book.
但是有一个弟兄曾经写过一本书。
His name is Gregory Mantle.
他的名字叫做 Gregory Mantle.
If you can ever get this book, it's good.
如果你能够找到这本书读的话会很好。
It's called Beyond Humiliation.
他的名字叫做 Beyond Humiliation.
And he says the greatest idol in our lives.
他说我们生命中最大的偶像
is ourselves.
是我们自己。
Ourselves, we're the biggest idol.
我们是最大的那个偶像。
What's the biggest obstacle we have from following the Lord?
跟随主里边最大的障碍是什么?
What divides our heart from following the Lord?
什么东西可以把我们的心分开使我们不能跟随主?
It's our own self.
是我们的自己。
And this is how we need to learn through the encouragement of John of denying ourselves and really falling in love with the Lord in a fuller and greater way.
这是我们可以从使徒约翰身上所学到的，就是要来全心的跟随主。
Last night we sang that song about the idols. Hast thou seen him, heard him, known him?
昨天晚上我们唱的那首诗歌，你曾经他的灵，你岂否会过？
Is not thine a captured heart?
说到这个偶像，就是那个霸占我们心的。
Because it's a hard issue.
这是我们新的问题。
Now, this is what John's trying to wake us up to.
这是约翰要在这边唤醒我们的。
Our brother T. Austin Sparks also shares some thoughts on idols.
我们的斯派克弟兄也关于偶像的事情有一些分享。
And brother Sparks says it's possible to have the things of the Lord as idols in place of the Lord.
他说我们可以把神关于神的东西，神给的东西，当做一个代替神的偶像。
We can substitute the things of the Lord for the very life of the Lord.
我们可以把属神的东西拿来代替神的生命。
We can have an idol out of a teaching or an event or a person.
我们可以用一个人，用一种教导，用一个真理来作为偶像。
It's when the things of Him start to take precedence over Himself.
就是把这些东西本身。摆在更突出的地位来代替神。
When anything that becomes an object in and of itself, and it's not the Lord.
当任何的事物变它自己变成了一个目标的时候，而不是主的时候。
There's a beautiful example of this in the Old Testament.
旧约圣经有一幅美好的图画。
Remember when the people of Israel were in the wilderness?
记得神的百姓以色列人在旷野的时候。
And on one of their numerous occasions, they were grumbling against the Lord.
很多次他们在那边抱怨神。
And at that time, the Lord sent fiery serpents among them.
有一次，神就差遣火蛇到他们的中间。
But what did He tell Moses to do?
他就让吩咐摩西做什么呢？
He says, Moses, make a bronze serpent.
摩西，你要做一条铜蛇。
And lift that serpent up.
要把它挂在那个杆子上。
And whoever looks to that serpent will be saved.
无论谁仰望这个铜蛇，就必得救。
And that's a picture of looking to the Lord and being saved.
这个图画告诉我们，我们要来仰望主耶稣，就必得救。
But whatever happened to that bronze serpent?
但是那个铜蛇后来怎么样呢？
One of the things that King Hezekiah did many centuries later.
很多世纪以后，西西家王所做的一件事情。
As he was cleansing the land of many idols.
当他在这边清理他们全地、清理偶像的时候。
In 2 Kings, it says of King Hezekiah.
在列王记下说到西西家王。
He said he destroyed the bronze serpent that Moses had made because the people had turned it into an idol.
他说他就把摩西所造的那个铜蛇给毁灭了，因为人们已经把它当作偶像。
Something that had been greatly used of the Lord to save His people.
那些被神曾经被神大大使用来拯救他百姓的东西。
Over time, they turned it into an idol.
随着时间过去，变成了偶像。
And what a warning that is to us.
对我们来讲，这是一个何等的警告。
We can turn things and events into becoming an idol.
我们可以把东西，把一些事件变成一个偶像。
We have a certain experience, and that can become an idol to us.
我们可以有特定的一些经历，那些经历可以成为我们的偶像。
As we're having our morning devotions.
我们早上有晨更。
Maybe one day you're sitting in a certain chair.
每天早上你坐在特定的椅子上，你穿上你特定的衣服，
you read those verses,
你读那些经节，
the Lord touches your heart,
然后主就摸到了你的心，
and you offer your prayers and you go out for that day,
然后你就祷告了， 然后你就开始来过一天的生活，
you have a very blessed day,
那天你就非常的蒙福，
all your prayers are answered,
所有你的祝福都得到了回答。
So what do you do the next morning?
所以第二天你要做什么呢？
You sit back in that same chair,
你就回到那同样的椅子上，
you put on that same sweater,
你穿上同样的衣服，
you try to get back in that same position.
你又回到同样的位置。
That's an idol.
那个就成了一个偶像。
We're looking to the experience more than the Lord.
我们在这边期待的那个经历，
Now we can laugh at that.
我们会嘲笑这件事情。
But it's amazing how superstitious we can become.
这就是我们如何的会变得很迷信。
We can elevate the things that the Lord uses higher than the Lord.
我们可以把主所使用过的东西能够抬到比主更高的地位。
We've been having a conference in Richmond for, I guess, close to 40 years now.
我们在Richmond那边有将近40年的特会。
And the Lord has used that conference.
神也确实使用了那个特会。
And one of the challenges that each one of us has to wrestle within our hearts.
但是我们每一个人心中一直在挣扎的一件事情。
Is not to allow the Christian Family Conference to become an idol to us.
就是不要这个基督徒家庭
聚会，这个特会成为一个偶像。 And forgetting about the Lord.
我们可以忘掉主自己。
What makes the conferences that we have grow so good?
为什么这个聚会真是特别好？
It's the presence of the living God.
是因为有主的同在。
And that's what we're jealous for.
这个是我们要有这样的一个嫉妒之心的。特别是当我们跟随主一段时间，我们开始有经历了。He
actually gives some practical helps.
他来帮助我们有些实际，他对我们有些实际的帮助。Quite
often, Brother Sparks doesn't help us practically too much.
他好像没有给我们很多有实际性的帮助。But
he said, "How do you know if you touch an idol?"
他就跟我们说，你怎么知道你已经触摸到偶像了呢？
How do you know if something in the religious circle or the environment we're in has become an idol?
你怎么会知道说这些宗教事物已经成了我们的偶像呢？
He says, all of a sudden you touch that.
他说，突然你摸到那件事情。
You suggest something.
然后你就开始来建议一些东西。
You want to adjust something.
你愿意去提醒大家一些东西。
And you encounter an uprising and a reaction of jealousy that nothing can change that.
然后你里边就好像涌现出一个嫉妒的之心，没有任何东西可以改变。
There's a defensiveness to it.
然后你就好像一直要来辩护、维护这个东西。If
we find that,
如果我们遇见这样的光景，
If someone asks us a question, something about our own lives,
如果有人来问关于我们的生活的问题，
And we rise up so defensive,
然后我们就开始起来为自己辩护。
Like one of those original sons of thunder,
就好像回到那个起初的雷子的光景。
And we're defending the Lord here and there.
我们好像在那里边为主。 保护主，为主来辩护。
We need to use that as a red flag in our life.
但是那个其实要对我们来讲是一个红的旗子。
Lord, have I allowed that thought, have I allowed that experience somehow to come into an idol, and I'm valuing that more than I'm valuing you?
主啊，我们是不是已经把那个经历，把那个东西，看为更有价值，超过比你更有价值的？
Because what's happening?
因为这边发生的事情，
is that we touch a blind spot in our own lives.
因为那就是摸到了我们自己生命中的一个盲点。
And we're not entering into the reality that there's so much more of the immensity of Christ and His power.
我们就忽略了在基督里边那个丰富的里面还有是这样的广大。
The immensity of Christ and His purpose.
基督的目的是这样的广大。
Amy Carmichael has a book.
Amy Carmichael 也写过一本书。
And the title to this book is called The Edges of His Ways.
这边说到是神的道的那个边缘。
Because what and where she gets that title from?
她是从什么地方得到这个题目呢
？Is that our Lord is so immense?
她是说到我们的主是何如此的广大。
That is we are upon this earth.
但是我们在地上的时候
，we simply touch the edges of His ways.
我们只不过是摸到了他的那个道路的边缘而已。
And we touch those edges.
我们摸到了那些边缘
And they're glorious.
这实在是充满荣耀
I mean, it draws us to a heavenly worship.
就带领我们能够到属天的敬拜里
But what the Lord is desiring
但是主的心意
is that we see that's just the edges. There's so much more.
让我们看见这个不过是那个边边的一点点还有更多的
The Lord is desiring to reveal so much more of Himself to us.
主渴慕把他的更多赐给我们
So may we not limit Him.
愿我们在这里不要限制他。
May we not allow create idols that would limit him from working and showing us more of himself.
但愿我们不要使用那些偶像来限制他。
Thank the Lord, John, out of this loving fatherly heart.
感谢主，约翰在这边有那个爱的、慈爱的、为父的心。
Sends this as the last words to his dear children.
因为这是他最后对他亲爱的孩子们说的话。
And I think there's a warning for each of us too.
我相信这对我们每一个人来讲都是一个警告。
That we not allow anything to come in.That would distract us from a full and absolute surrender to the Lord.
我们不要让任何的东西进来拦住我们能够完全的向主降服和奉献。
This is what John went through.
这是约翰自己所经历的。
And he was able to he entered into that in a fuller and greater way.
他可以能够更多的、更丰满的进入到基督的经历里。
Now next, as we come to John's writing in the Scripture,
然后我们就看见约翰写的。
We come to the Book of Revelation.
写的启示录。
And as we look at this revelation,
当我们读到这部启示录的时候
you know, we're so thankful it's the title, it's called The Revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们感谢主这个题目是叫做耶稣基督的启示。
And we see how John,
我们看见约翰在这边
throughout his life, and we've touched on it a little before, he paints for us such a panoramic vision of the Lord.
借着他一生的经历在这边给我们展现一幅全景的关于主的图画。
We see how John at the beginning of Revelation.
我们看见约翰在启示录开头的时候。
He sees the ascended Lord.
他看见了那位升天的主。
None of the others had seen this.
其他的人没有看见。
All the others were dead.
其他的使徒都已经去世了。
But John was upon this earth.
但是约翰还在世上。
He saw the ascended Lord.
他看见了这位升天的主。
Let's look at Revelation 1.
我们看启示录第一章。
We start reading in verse 1.
第一节。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show to his bondservants, the things which must shortly take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John, who bore witness to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy. Heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证凡自己所看见的都证明出来念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的因为日期近了
To me, verse 1 is a marvelous testimony of John.
对我来讲第一节实在是关于约翰的一个美好的见证
Because the Lord found one that he could entrust the revelation of his son to.
因为他找到了一个人可以把他儿子的见证托付给他
And what does the Lord call John?
神基督怎么样子来称呼约翰呢
John my bondservant.
他说你是我的仆人奴仆
Now in Paul's writings,
在保罗的书信里
Paul says I'm a bondservant of the Lord.
保罗说我是耶稣基督的仆人
Peter, James, Jude, when these are writing, they're saying, I'm a bondservant of the Lord.
彼得、雅各，当他们写作的时候，都说自己是主的仆人。
But here, in a wonderful testimony,
但是在这里，在一个美好的见证里面，
the Lord is saying, John is my bondservant.
然后主在这边说，约翰是我的仆人。
Now it's one thing to be able to testify, I'm a bondservant of the Lord.
如果见证说我是基督的仆人是一回事
And we want that to be our testimony.
我们愿意这成为我们的见证
But wouldn't you love for the testimony of your life from the Lord to be Behold, John, my bondservant
但是我们更加的渴慕愿意说当主自己来说看哪我的仆人约翰
That's the Lord, that's what the Lord's after
这个是主所要得到
As we said the other night That bond servant is the highest place in the kingdom of God.
昨天晚上提到, 仆人在神的国里边是最高位的。
In this upside down kingdom of God that we're in.
在这个上下颠倒的神的这个国度,
we're decreasing.
我们在减少,
we're becoming those bond servants.
我们在成为那个奴仆。
And it's precious how the Lord is able to point out and say, behold John, my bond servant.
这是何等的奇妙, 神可以在那边指出来说, 看啊, 我的仆人约翰。
Lord does this with ones throughout scripture.
神就在整本圣经里面都在做这件事。
He'll speak of one as, behold this man of God.
他会说, 看啊, 这位是神人。
Behold this one, my friend.
看啊, 他是神的朋友。
My servant.
是我的仆人。
And of John, he's saying, my bond servant.
他说, 约翰, 他是我的奴仆。
What's the testimony of our life?
我们生活的见证是什么呢?
Would that be our testimony?
愿这样成为我, 这也成为我们的见证。
Now we've used this term bond servant quite often.
我们常常的使用这个词, 奴仆。
And I just wanted to touch a minute on what is it?
我就想来分享一下, 到底它是什么?
It's a term that comes from the Old Testament.
这个词是从旧约里边来的。
Because when a person had been a slave,
当一个人是奴隶的时候,
and then they were set free,
当他被释放的时候,
they were redeemed from the bondage of slavery.
他们从为奴之地被释放出来,
not only were they set free,
他们不仅被自由,
but their
得自由,
master abundantly supplied them with clothing and food and everything they needed.
而且主人也提供给他们任何他们所需要的。
They were free and they were blessed. They had no lack or no needs.
他们是自由的, 他们是蒙福的,
they could go anywhere they want to. And how do they respond?
但是他们的回应是什么?
You can see this in both Exodus 21 and Deuteronomy 15.
这一点我们可以从出埃及记21章 或者生命记15章 都可以看得见, 他们的回应是什么?
Does he just say, thank you, I'm free and here I go?
他们没有说, 谢谢你, 我自由了, 现在我就走了。
He says no.
他说不。
He said, I love my master.
我爱我的主。
I love his house.
我爱我主的家。
And I forsake my own freedom.
我就要放弃我自己的自由。
And I will serve my master forever.
我就要永远地来服侍我的主。
Make me a captive Lord, and then I shall be free.
要使我成为, 求你将我捆绑, 使我得以自由。
That's a bond servant.
这就是一个奴仆。
And as a testimony to that, he had his ear pierced.
他的作为一个见证来讲, 他的耳朵就被穿了孔。
I'm not going to pick on ear piercings.
今天我不愿意来,
but he had his ear pierced.
但是他这个奴仆要他的耳朵要被穿孔。
Because that is the most critical part of a slave, a bond servant.
因为那个作为一个奴仆来讲是一个非常关键的部位。
Having an ear to hear what the master says.
是有一个能听他的主人的话的耳朵。
That's why throughout the book of Revelation,
我们看见启示录整本书,
we hear, do you hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the churches?
你有没有听见圣灵对教会所说的话?
Do we have ears to hear?
我们是不是有一个能听见话的耳朵?
And this is a beautiful picture of what the Lord has done for us.
主在这边给我们一幅美丽的图画。
We were enslaved to sin and the bondage of this world.
我们是在罪里边受捆绑,
and the Lord has redeemed us.
但是主却把我们释放,
and he has set us free.
他使我们得以自由,
and he has blessed us with all the blessings that we need.
他也把所有的祝福都赐给我们。
And he said, now I've saved you, you're free. You can, what would you like to do?
他说, 现在你自由了, 你也蒙福了, 你要做什么?
Some of us choose to go our own ways.
很多人, 我们会选择走我们自己的道路。
When I first met the Lord,
当我最初遇见主的时候,
I was saved.
我得救了,
I was set free.
我得自由了,
I was blessed so much by him.
我如此的蒙福,
but I chose to go my own way.
所以我就开始选择要走我自己的道路。
Through years at the university, through years in the military,
在我读大学和在军队里边的那些年,
I chose my way.
我选择了走自己的道路。
And it's only by the grace of God and the prayers of my mother and grandmother that I made it through.
是因着神的恩典, 借着我母亲和我祖母的祷告, 我才度过了那段时间。
But what is God's desire?
但是神的心愿是什么?
Is that when we enter into this so great salvation,
当我们进入到这个伟大的救恩里面,
we immediately give ourselves to him.
神的心愿是让我们一下子就把自己献给他。
So Lord, all the things that I had, they're nothing now compared to you.
所有的事物都没有办法跟主自己相比。
I want to serve you.
我愿意来服侍你。
It took me 10 years to return back to him.
我花了10年的功夫才回到主的跟前。
Wasted years.
那些年都是浪费的。
Don't waste your life.
不要浪费你的时日。
When we see his great love, 当我们看见他爱我们的大爱，能够把我们的心得着，得着。 We would have that heart of the bond servant and say, "I love my Lord. I love His house. I give myself to Him."
我们就要有这样的一个奴仆的心，我们愿意把自己献给他，我们爱他，我们愿意服侍他的家。
This is a precious testimony of John's life.
这是约翰生命的那个美好的见证。
And being this bond servant of the Lord, did it always ensure that John would have a very peaceful, tranquil life?
作为神的奴仆，是不是就可以保证他一直有一个平安喜乐的、安静的生活呢？
What was going on with John now?
现在约翰在经历什么呢？
He was on the Isle of Patmos. He was a prisoner.
他在拔摩海岛上头，他是一个囚犯。
What did his faithfulness to the Lord get him?
神在地上赐给他的那个命运是什么？
He had the privilege of being persecuted by the Roman Empire.
他有这样的特权，可以被罗马帝国来迫害。
But John saw something greater. And as you look at verse 9, Revelation 1:9, he says, I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation, kingdom, perseverance, which are in Jesus, was on the Isle of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
Again, I love how John identifies himself.
再一次，我非常喜欢约翰如何在这里介绍他自己。
He says, "I'm your brother."
他说我是你们的弟兄。
He doesn't say, "I'm the apostle John."
他没有说我是使徒约翰。
He says, "I'm your brother."
他说我是你们的弟兄。
We're together in this.
我们是一起的。
And he says in English, it says, "fellow partaker."
他说我们是同奔天，我们是同盟天，呼召的。
Now, a better way of saying that.
一个更好的表达是。
I don't know how it's going to.
我不知道中文可以怎么翻译。
But it comes from that same Greek word as fellowship, koinonia, the root word here.
是这个希腊那个原文的一个表达。
It would be I'm your brother and fellowshipper in Christ.
他是说到我是你们的兄弟，我们是在基督里边一同有份的。
You know, we're brothers and sisters together.
我们在一起，我们是弟兄，是姊妹。
And we're fellowshippers in Christ.
我们是在基督里边一同有份，一同在他里面有份的。
We're sharing this life together.
我们是在这个生命里边一同分享、一同交通的。这是我的所思。
Thank the Lord, in spite of this tribulation and various things that are going on.
感谢主，虽然有这么多的患难逼迫。
There's two things here that John has been. What John's faithfulness has got him arrested.
约翰因着他的忠心，他被逮捕。
And what was he faithful to?
他在那边向什么忠心呢?
It says he's a prisoner because of two things.
这边说到他作为囚犯是为着两件事的原因。
The word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
为着神的道，为着耶稣基督的见证。
Because brothers and sisters, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus are so despised and hated by the world and the enemy.
在那个时候，神的道以及耶稣基督的见证被这个世界、被主的仇敌十分的恨恶。
And these characterize John's life.
这些都是约翰生命的那个特征。
John, he says he's there because of the word of God.
他说我在那边做囚犯是因为着神的道。
That truth of the Lord.
是关于神的真理。
Our brother Godwin shared on truth the other night.
那天晚上，孙弟兄分享到真理。
And we see this word truth and light all throughout John's writings.
我们看见真理这个词在他所有的书信里边出现。
Back at the very beginning of his gospel.
甚至在他的福音书里头,
As he testifies, he says, that word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we contemplated his glory, the glory of the only begotten with the Father, full of grace and truth.
他说的道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
We beheld his glory.
我们也见过他的荣光。
John's actually referring there to that Mount of Transfiguration.
他在那边其实是说到那个变化山上的光景。
But we saw one who was so full of grace and truth.
他看见了那位充充满满有恩典有真理的。
When that grace gets received in our life,
这个恩典可以被我们接受到生命里。
It becomes life to us.
能够成为我们的生命。
When we talk about grace,
当我们说到恩典的时候,
When we have grace, it's lived out. It's a life that we have.
当我们把这个恩典活出来的时候, 就是生命。
When that word of God comes and the light of the Lord shines within our hearts,
当神的道来到, 那个光就会照出来。
That becomes a truth and a reality to us.
对我们来讲, 就会成为那个真实的实际。
And this is what John, over and over again, he's wanting ones to Consider this matter.
这就是为什么约翰让我们一再的回到来思考这件事。
In his epistles, he says, not only just knowing about the truth,
在他的书信里面说，不让我们只是听说这件事。
But that your life would be full of you as you're loving, you're showing your love in deeds and truth.
而是用你的一生来经历，来表达这个丰满的实际。
There is a great battle over the truth, the word of God today.
今天关于神的道是有一个巨大的、剧烈的征战在进行的。
Recently, we're most people say that the days we're living in are what they call the postmodern era.
我们最近听说，我们所活的这个时代被描述为后现代主义的时代。
And one of the characteristics of this era,
这个时代有一个特征
is that now we're living in even what's called a post-truth era.
我们甚至有人说，我们现在是活在一个后真理的时代。
The Oxford Dictionary always picks a word of the year.
这个牛津字典，它每一年都会选一个那个年度的词汇。
And the word of the year for 2016,
2016年那个年度词汇
was post-truth era,
就是后真理时代。
And what they're meaning by that,
他们的意思是
is that circumstances in which circumstances are such that objective facts are less influential in shaping one's opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief.
他指的就是这样的一种情形，就是客观的那个事实已经对我们的看法没有太多的影响，我们的看法主要是人的感觉和的那个情绪来决定。
Objective facts are less influential in shaping one's opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief.
客观的事实对我们的个人的看法的成型那个影响力已经很小。
Now when they came up with this word for 2016,
他们在2016年把这个词选为年度之词。他们没有在思想神的话。
It was two events that occurred that caused them to see this.
有两件事情发生使他们能够有这样的思想。
It was the Brexit vote in England.
一个就是这个英国的脱欧的那个选举。
And the US election here.
然后就是我们在美国的这个总统选举。
Because they saw in both of those situations,
因为他们看见世界上发生的这两件事。
Objective facts had no impact on anything.
这个客观的事实已经不再影响到人们的意见了。
Everybody was forming their opinion based upon their own emotional and personal belief.
每一个人都有一个看法，这个看法是取决于他个人的感觉和感受。
But tragically, this has entered in and impacted Christianity today.
非常的悲剧，就是今天这个也进入到基督徒的中间。
Sadly, among many believers, the word of God has lost its authority.
非常悲哀的就是神的话在神的百姓中间失去了他的权威。
We're warned about this in Proverbs.
我们在箴言里边受到警告。
Don't remove those ancient landmarks.
不要把那些古人的地界挪移。
There's foundational truths that are established that we should not be moving.
那些基要真理的根基是已经建立了，我们不能去挪移。
And because the word of God has lost its place within so many hearts in Christianity.
今天在基督教的世界里边，神的话在人的心中已经失去了那样的地位。
There's so much confusion today.
今天有这么多的混乱。
That right way has lost its path. That right path has lost its authority.
现在这个正确的道路已经不再有这个权威了。
Why do we have confusion today about divorce? Why do we have confusion about same-sex marriage?
今天为什么关于离婚、关于同性恋这件事情会有这么多的混淆、会这么多的混乱呢？
The confusion doesn't come because the world says something.
这个混乱并不是因为这个世界在说什么。
The confusion comes within Christianity because certain groups say same-sex marriage is okay.
这个混淆是因为有些基督徒他们在那边说同性恋是可以的。
Certain groups within Christianity say, divorce is okay.
这个基督教里边有一些团体他们说这个离婚是没有问题的。
It's because within Christianity, the word of God has lost its authority. We have created our own confusion.
这是因为在基督徒的中间神的话已经失去了那个权柄，我们自己已经制造了这个混乱。
And sadly, this is influencing the church so much today.
很令人悲哀的就是这影响到教会，非常大的影响到教会。
God having its rightful place of authority,
除非神的话有他回到他应得的那个地位和权柄。
So often we're driven by our own feelings, our own emotions, our own opinions.
所以我们就被经常的是我们被自己的感觉、我们的感受、我们的情绪来主宰。
I've been in Bible studies.
我曾经参加过查经班。
Where ones will say, I know the word of God says this, but I believe this.
会有人说我知道神的话是这么说的，但是我却相信是这样。
I don't think the person realizes what they're saying.
我相信这个人并不知道他在说什么。
But it's a reflection on what many believers say.
但是这样却是反映到很多基督徒的光景。
The word of God says one thing, but we believe this.
神的话说到一件事情，但是我们的相信是另外一件事。
You know, tragically today, there's this thought in the word in Christianity that everybody deserves to be happy.
很令人悲哀的事情，今天在基督徒中间也认为说每一个人都配得快乐。
And if you're not happy, you should just change your circumstances.
如果你不快乐，你就要把你的这个环境变一下。
God wants you to be happy.
因为神希望你快乐。
So if you're in a marriage and you're not happy, just change and find somebody else.
如果你在你的婚姻里面不快乐，那你就把你的婚姻改变一下，去跟别人结婚。
You know, praise God, that hasn't permeated our circles.
我们看见这件事情已经在渗透到神的家里边。
But we see things like this pushing in upon us.
我们看见这些事情在开始来压迫我们。And
we need to be those like of John who was faithful standing for the word of God.
我们应该要变得像使徒约翰这样。 能够为神的话站住。
And when John is speaking of the word of God,
当约翰在这边说到神的道的时候,
he's speaking far beyond the letter of the word.
他实在是远远超越了这个字句。
He's speaking of the life of the word.
他是在说到这个话背后的那个生命。
The living word of God who came and tabernacled amongst us.
是神的道支搭帐篷在人的中间。
And this is so connected with his second aspect of his testimony here.
因为这个事情，神的道是跟第二个他的见证有关的。
Where that he's there for the testimony of Jesus.
因为他是在那边为耶稣做见证。
This was another message of John's life.
这是约翰生命的另外一篇信息。
He's had this desire that the testimony of Jesus, Jesus would have his rightful place among the brethren.
他愿意耶稣在他的弟兄们中间能够有那个正确的位置。
Because when we think of John showing us the testimony of Jesus,
我们思想一下，约翰在这边跟我们讲耶稣基督的见证。
We've used this word panoramic view.
我们用了这个词，就是那个全景的图画。
Because John shows us the Lord from eternity past.
因为约翰给我们看见在过去永世里边的基督。
He takes us back to the when in the beginning was the Word.
他给我们看见那太初的道。
And he brings us all the way to eternity future.
然后他就把我们一路带到最终结尾的那个勇士。
When you see in Revelation,
将来的那个勇士,
you see in the very end, there's that glorious marriage.
你看见在那个结尾的时候，有那个荣耀的婚宴。
When we stop and think of the beautiful picture that John has painted for us of the Lamb of God.
如果我们停下来看这幅约翰给我们描绘的这幅美好的图画。
Oh, there's a fullness to it.
能够看见那个丰满。
Remember in John chapter 1, he says, Behold the Lamb of God.
在约翰福音第一章说到, 看哪神的羔羊。
John beheld that Lamb.
那么约翰看见了那个羔羊。
Before that, John the Baptist had said, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
在那个之前, 施洗约翰说到, 看哪神的羔羊, 除去世人罪孽的。
And when we come to the Lord, that's how we first know the Lamb of God.
这个是我们最初对神羔羊的认识, 我们来到他的面前。
That one who takes away the sins of the world.
看见他把世界的罪, 把世人的罪除去。
He takes away our sins.
他把我们的罪除去。
And we're so thankful we can celebrate it at the table.
我们为此来感谢主, 我们可以在饼杯的面前来纪念他。
But does the work of the Lamb of God stop there?
但是羔羊的工作是不是停在那里呢?
Praise God, John in his beautiful picture shows us the fullness of the Lamb of God.
感谢主, 约翰的这幅图画给我们看见基督的那神羔羊的那个丰满。
All through Revelation,
能够看见充满整个启示录。
We see that risen, victorious Lamb of God.
我们看见那位从死里复活, 那位得到荣耀的神的羔羊。
Because John is still learning at this old age of his.
因为在他年老的时候, 他仍然在学习。
In Revelation chapter 1,
在启示录第一章,
when John, he hears this voice,
当约翰听见了这个声音,
and he turns around,
他就转过来,
and he sees somebody,
然后他看见了,
he says it's like the Son of Man.
他看见有一位好像人子的,
that's in Revelation 1:13.
启示录一章十三节,
he doesn't say it is the Son of Man,
他没有说那就是人子,
because John knew the Son of Man as Christ walked upon that earth.
因为他认识的人子, 他认识主在地上行走的时候的样子。
But now he saw one that was like the Son of Man.
他说现在他看见了一位好像人子。
He had a resemblance to him, but it was something different.
他是有这个相像之处, 但是他是不同的。
He was now seeing the Son of Man. He was risen in his fullness, ascended place.
现在这位人子已经从死里复活, 已经升上了高天。
And as he sees this risen Lord, He sees, as he's watching, he sees the Lord walking among the assemblies there in Revelation 2 and 3.
他看见这位主在教会中间行走。
He sees the Lord as our great high priest.
他看见了主作为我们的大祭司。
Ever making intercession.
他在那边一直为我们代求。
Being the continued light of the world.
使继续成为世界的光。
Shining in the midst of the assembly.
在教会中间发光。
Saying, this is not of me, you need to repent.
他指出来说,这个不是出于我的,
when the Lord is walking among those assemblies in Revelation 2 and 3,
在启示录二三章里边,当主在教会中间行走的时候,
what is he looking for?
他在寻找什么呢?
Is he simply looking for good meetings and correct doctrine?
他是不是在那边寻找一些好的聚会,寻找一些正确的教义呢?
Yes, he values that.
当然这些是重要的。
But what he's looking for among his people
但他在他的百姓中间所寻找的,
is the life of his son manifested in them.
是神的儿子的生命在他们身上彰显出来。
Christ is looking for his life in those people.
能够看见基督的生命在他的儿女们身中间。
And when he doesn't see that, in a loving heart, he cries out to him to return to him.
当他没有找到的时候, 他的爱的心就发出呼喊, 让他们悔改,
in these letters to these seven churches,
这对这个像七个教会的这封七封书信,
he's not condemning them.
他没有在那边定他们的罪。
We're seeing a manifestation of his great love.
我们在这边看见他爱的一个表达。
One who continues to love to the uttermost.
他继续的要爱他们到底。
He sees them in a place where they shouldn't be.
他看见他们在他们不应当站的地位。
There's much suffering with them.
所以他就看见他们受苦。
So he calls them back to himself.
所以他就呼召他们回到自己跟前。
To repent that they be set free of the things that are entangling them.
借着悔改他们能够被重新的从
John continues to paint this picture in Revelation. When we come to Revelation 4 and 5,
来到启示录4到5章,
he shows us that enthroned Lamb of God. He hears about the Lion of the tribe of Judah. How the Lion of the tribe of Judah has overcome.
他已经得胜了。
And when he turns, and who does he see?
然后他又转过来,他又看见什么呢?
He sees the Lamb slain on the throne with all authority and power.
他就看见那被杀的羔羊在宝座上得到了一切的权柄。
He hears that glorious chorus, worthy is the Lamb.
他就听见了那个奇妙的颂赞的声音,就是羔羊是配。
John's getting a fuller, greater revelation of the Lamb of God.
约翰在这边看到了一个更丰满,更全面的
How we need to know that victorious Lamb of God in our daily life.
我们应该在我们日常生活里边经历这个羔羊的丰满。
It's not just something that we celebrate or look forward to in the future.
不是只是一件我们在将来要期待得到看见的事情。
But today we can know the victory of the Lamb in our everyday life.
而是在我们日常的生活里边今天就经历到那个荣耀的得胜的羔羊。
And then as John continues on,
然后约翰就继续,
we can roughly say from like chapter 6 to 11,
我们可以说从第六章到十一章,
he shows us the sovereign Lamb of God.
给我们看见那位羔羊的主权。
In his sovereignty there, he's opening seal, he's releasing the trumpets.
在他的主宰里边, 他打开了那个印, 他吹那个号。
And then he has that glorious testimony.
然后他就有那个荣耀的见证。
That the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
就是这世上的国已经成了我主基督耶稣的国。
That's the sovereign Lamb.
这是这位主权的,
that's the victory we've been brought into.
这是我们所带入的那个得胜的实际。
And then as he continues throughout Revelation,
然后他就继续在启示录里面,
in Revelation chapters 12 through 20,
从第12章到第20章,
we see that overcoming Lamb, the victorious Lamb on the throne.
我们就看见得胜的羔羊, 那位得胜的主在宝座上。
He's overcoming, he's overcoming in Armageddon. He's defeating Babylon. He's defeating the beast, defeating the false prophet, defeating Satan.
他在那个所有的征战里边,在末日的征战,他得胜一切,得胜撒旦,得胜假先知。
He has overcome all.
他已经得胜了一切。
And because of that,
因为这样,
because of his overcoming life,
因为他的得胜,
and because ones have responded to that life,
因着那些回应他得胜生命的人,
they're able to have that wonderful testimony, the bride has made herself ready.
最后他就可以有这样荣耀的见证说, 心腹已经预备好了。
And then when we come to Revelation 20 and 21,
然后我们就来到启示录的21章22章,
we see the eternal Lamb,
我们看见这个永远的羔羊,
in the new Jerusalem, in the new heaven and earth,
然后在这个新耶路撒冷, 在新天新地的里头,
the Lamb upon the throne ruling forever and ever.
在宝座上的羔羊要做掌权直到永永远远。
What a glorious picture John has presented to us of the Lamb of God.
这是何等美好的一幅图画，关于神羔羊的图画。
Today, in many ways, we have become too familiar with the phrase "the Lamb of God."
今天，如果我们对神的羔羊这个词觉得太熟悉了，
or we limit the Lamb of God to the one who takes away our sins.
或者我们就把它局限在仅仅是除去世人罪孽的那个羔羊身上。
Brothers and sisters, when we think about the Lamb of God.
只是那个是我们的思想。
There's a height and a depth, a breadth and a width.
但是却是长阔，有一个长阔高深的。
There's a greatness that John is trying to show us.
约翰在这边要给我们看见那个伟大的神的羔羊。
He's wanting us to come back and see this precious one.
他愿意我们回到他的面前来看见这位伟大的羔�ang。
And it's kind of funny at the end of Revelation.
在结尾的时候也是有点好笑。
John is so overwhelmed with all he sees.
这个约翰看见了所有这些，他觉得有点点惶恐。
He falls down, he worships the angel.
所以他就开始要去拜那个天使。
Yeah, it just shows we're always learning.
我们一直在学习。
We're never perfect.
我们都还不完全。
The angel said, no, you don't worship me, you worship God.
然后天使就对他说，不要拜我，要拜神。
Let's don't be too hard on John in that picture.
并没有对约翰太严厉。
He was just so overwhelmed.
因为他在那边已经不知道该怎么样子说了。
What a glorious picture he presents.
他已经给我们看见一幅太荣耀、太美丽的图画。
As we look at Revelation,
所以当我们读启示录的时候,
we have said that three of the words that John uses to characterize the life of the Lord.
所以约翰用了三个词来描述我们主的生命。
Are light, righteousness, and love.
就是光、公义和爱。
And really, you can look at Revelation this way.
其实你可以用这三个词来读这个启示录。
In Revelations 1 through 3, you see the light of his life shining among his people.
启示录第一章到第三章，你可以看见基督的光照亮他的儿女。
The light to awaken them to their true condition and to return to him.
这个光可以使他的儿女们能够被唤醒，能够回到他的跟前。
In 4 to 19,
从第四章到第十九节,
you see the righteousness of his life working, preparing for his kingdom.
你看见他生命的公义在那边。
And then in 20 and 21,
然后到了20章21章,
you see his love in that marriage at the final precious marriage.
你看见他的爱在那边预备好了他的百姓为着他的婚娶。
The first morning when we shared,
头一天晚上我们所分享,
we said how when John in much of his ministry, he's showing us of the family of God.
我们看见约翰在那边跟他神的百姓,
we said Peter presents for us much about the kingdom of God.
我们知道，约翰在那边要传，彼得要传福音。
Paul shares with us about the house of God.
然后保罗分享到神的家。
And John, the family of God.
然后约翰在这边给我们看见神的家。
And all three of these are going on simultaneously all the time.
所有这三位使徒的工作能够在同时的进行。
But during different phases of history, one will have a little more of a preeminence than the other.
在历史上不同的时期，他们中间的这个执事有一个会特别的突出。
And I was thinking as John is showing us the family of God.
我想到约翰的时候，我就看见神的家。
I know many in here can relate to this.
今天我们很容易能够跟他认同。But
what is one of the greatest joys in a family?
在一个家庭里边，什么是最大的喜乐呢？
You have children.
你有孩子。
And as soon as you have children,
当你开始有小孩的时候，
what do parents start to think of?
然后父母就开始想什么？
They start dreaming of getting that child married.
他们就开始来做梦，说有一天这个孩子会成亲。
They start dreaming of a perfect spouse.
他就开始来梦想说他的孩子会有一个美好理想的配偶。
And really, this is a picture of our Heavenly Father desiring a perfect spouse for His Son.
这其实也是我们的天父，他的一个梦想，就是为他的儿子有一个心腹。
And the price that the Lord went through to prepare that spouse.
然后就是神的儿子付出了那样的一个重大的代价，要来预备他的心腹。
Just how in these our earthly ways, when we have a marriage, it's a great celebration.
就好像我们在地上的婚姻是那样的一个巨大的欢庆。
It's one of the greatest days in a family's history.
是我们家庭生活里边的一个非常重要的日子。
So John, as he's writing of the family of God,
所以当约翰他在这边说到神的家的时候，
he concludes with a marriage.
他最后结尾的时候是结尾在那个婚宴上头，婚娶上头。
Because it's showing the joy of the Father's heart.
能够看见说父神的心是何等的快乐。
Now that bride has made herself ready.
现在最后这个心腹已经装扮整齐了。
This helpmate for his son.
这位 他的帮助他的儿子的做同伴的，
so
他在历史上历世历代他的心所嫉妒的。
That time has finally come.
现在那个时候到了。
And that's what a panoramic picture John paints for us.
约翰在这边给我们看见了一幅全景的图画。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
That's one thing I do enjoy about weddings.
这是为什么我很喜欢参加婚礼。
There's always that glimpse ahead of what's coming.
因为每一次都能够提醒我们看见将来那个婚礼。
But we see within John's writings.
我们在约翰的书信里，写作里边看见。
When John first started following the Lord.
当他开始跟随主的时候。
He didn't really have that end in view.
他并没有看见那个最终的结局。
But the more that he followed the Lord.
但是他越多地跟随主。
He entered into more and more of who the Lord was.
他就能够越多地进入到主的所事里面。
And then he could see not only the Lamb who forgave his sins.
然后他就看见，不仅看见赦免他罪的羔羊。
But the Lamb who was his King, his Lord.
他看见羔羊是他的王，是他的主。
The Lamb who was going to end up in that marriage feast.
最后那个羔羊要在婚宴里边成为我们的配偶。
This is why John, as the Lord is using him in a time of recovery.
这是神如何的使用约翰，使徒约翰来做恢复的执事。
He focuses upon one thing.
因为他的目标专注在一件事上。
He focuses upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是专注在主耶稣基督的上面。
John doesn't get complicated in his theology.
约翰没有非常复杂的神学。
We see even from the beginning of his life, there was a simplicity there.
甚至在他生命开始的时候，就有那样的一个简单。
And all throughout John's life.
在他一生的光景里面,
we simply see John taking step by step by step.
我们就看见他一步一步地往前走,
desiring to follow the Lord.
他就渴慕要来跟随主,
not knowing what was before.
不是只是过去的事情的认识,
but continually having that desire to learn of him.
而是继续地能够有一个心愿要学习, 要知道更多。
And as we said, much of John's life was hidden.
我们也说过他的生命大部分时间是隐藏的。
But when that point in time came that the Lord wanted to raise him up,
但是到了那个时刻当主要把他兴起的时候,
he was ready.
他已经预备好。
John never knew when that day would be.
约翰并不知道那一天是什么时候。
We don't know in our lives when that day might be.
我们也不知道在我们的生命里面那日是什么。
The Lord might touch your heart and raise you up to do something today.
也许主在今天会摸到你的心，兴起你做一些事情。
We might just be continuing to following for a week or a month or years.
也许我们会继续跟随他，也许一个礼拜、一个月、一年。
Is he enough for us?
他是不是就是足够了呢？
The only reason the Lord is not enough for us.
如果主对我们来讲还不足够的话，只有一个原因。
Is because we don't know him.
那是因为我们不认识他。
If we find ourselves in a place,
如果我们发现自己处在一个光景,
I think, Lord, there's other things that seem to be attracting me. You don't seem to be enough for me.
有其他的东西在那边吸引我们，好像光有主是不够的。
We have a simple prayer.
我们有一个简单的祷告。
Lord, show me more of yourself.
主啊，愿你更多的向我启示你的自己。
And he will come in and he'll show you more and more of the riches of himself.
他就要来，要更多的来启示他的自己。
So may we be those as captured and encouraged by this Apostle John.
愿我们能够在这边被使徒约翰的见证所得着所鼓励。
As we said, in the days we're living in, there's much outward activity in Christianity going on.
我们说过，我们今天所活到的这个活在这个世代，有很多基督教里边的活动。
But the Lord is jealous for the life of His Son to be recovered among His people.
但是神的心却在那边嫉妒说，他愿意看见基督的生命在我们的心目中。 在我们的生命里边被恢复。
May we be those that respond to that call.
愿我们成为回应他呼召的人。
To know that life.
能够来认识这位生命。
To faithfully follow that life.
能够忠心地跟随这位生命。
And to be those that are hastening his return.
能够成为催促和等候他再来的人。
Would the Lord use us.
愿主来使用我们。
Lord, there's a jealousy within God's heart.
在神的心中有那样的一个嫉妒。
For his son's life to be expressed through his people.
渴慕他儿子的生命能够在他儿女们的中间能够被充满。
Would we have a jealousy in our heart?
愿我们的心中也有那样的一个嫉妒。
For his life to be expressed in us.
愿他的生命能够从我们的身上能够被彰显出来。
That we would be made captive by him.
我们就能够成为他的俘虏。
Then we're free to serve him.
然后我们就能够被释放来服侍他。
And as we started that first night,
我们头一天开始的时候,
there was that wonderful song we sang.
我们唱了那首美好的诗歌。
It said, simply said, I am the Lord's.
就是非常简单的说，我是属主的。
And that is our testimony.
那个就是我们的见证。
I am the Lord's.
我是属于主的。
Oh, joy beyond expression.
然后就是难以言语的，难以表达的喜乐。
May the Lord continue to work in each of our hearts.
愿主能够继续在我们心中做工。
That is a John.
这边有使徒约翰。
We can be faithful to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus in the hour that we're living in.
愿我们能够成为像他一样，为着神的道和耶稣基督的见证，在我们这个时代中心。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, whenever we start to consider your very self,
主啊, 什么时候我们来思考你自己的时候,
we do feel like what Amy Carmichael wrote.
我们确实感觉像Amy Carmichael写的那样,
we do just feel like we're touching the edges of your ways.
我们觉得我们只不过就摸到了你的边缘,
but even as we touch the edges, Lord,
甚至当我们只不过摸到边缘,
there's a sensing within us that there's so much more of yourself you want to show us.
我们里边有这样的一个感觉, 就是你渴慕要把更多的向我们彰显。
Lord, may we be those in a very simple way.
愿我们能够就是 借着简单的信,
follow the Lamb wherever He goes.
来跟随羔羊, 无论他往哪里去,
我们都跟随。 Lord, keep us from the spirit of this age.
主啊, 救我们脱离这个世代的灵。
Protect us from ourselves.
也救我们脱离自己。
That we would come to be absorbed with that one thing that is necessary.
愿我们的心也被一件事情完全的霸占, 就是那件不可缺的事。
And that is you and your very life.
就是你自己和你的生命。
In thy name we pray.
靠着你的名祷告。 Amen.
Spend some time to respond in prayers.
Lord, we see how Lord you
change John's
life.
We see how Lord you help us to increase the desire or to see your riches and your glory, and we can, oh Lord, also follow you step by step. So we can allow you to do your work in us, Lord. Oh Lord, how we thank you for loving us so much.